I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we're very happy to welcome back to our studios today a trio who have roots in Iowa, although I think they live other places now, but they did go back to record their latest album, Above the Prairie. It's The Pines. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
And The Pines are Alex Ramsey, and we have David Huckfeldt, and we have Benson Ramsey here. I'm pointing at them, not that that goes over very well on the radio. But thanks for coming back, guys. You have a couple of shows in town at Amazing Grace Bakery tonight and tomorrow night, 7 o'clock both nights. Anybody playing with you, or is it just you?
It's just us down there.
All right. So you're going to play all night? Is that what's going to happen?
All night. At a cafe.
Well, we're happy to have you back. And we're happy. I mean, you guys actually play in Duluth a lot, which I think we're very kind of grateful for. Always happy to have you in town. But it's been about 4 years since I've been able to have you in the studio again. So I'm really happy to have you back. And we'll talk about the new album. And you also have a new EP that's just brand spanking new. We'll talk about that as well. But first, why don't you guys get started? What do you want to play first?
We're going to do a song called Lost Nation off Above the Prairie.
Those are The Pines live from Studio A, and one of a couple of instrumentals that they have on their latest full-length album, Above the Prairie. And Alex, I think I read you wrote that one, right?
I kind of brought it in, and then these guys helped me kind of shape it up and finish it.
Mm-hmm. And it's named after a little town in Iowa, is that right?
Yeah, little town. We just went through there, when was that? Two weeks ago, maybe? Never been there before, and took some pictures and It's a cool little place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But had you named it before being there?
Yeah. We just liked the name.
Cool. Yeah, I like it. Well, and you recorded this album in Iowa, right? Primarily. And why did you guys decide to do that and go back and do that? I assume you've recorded there before.
That was where we did our very first recording. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We were looking at studios, and then it was like, the way we went to record was just like these songs had some, I don't know, it was just kind of going back to where we started. And I'm glad we did too, because the studio closed its doors like a month after we recorded there. So it was just kind of going back to where we're from. It was just a feeling. There wasn't anything too methodical. It was just like, you kind of want, like, you feel pressure to maybe go into like a bigger studio or do this way or something. I think we just wanted to go back to a place that, like, it was a cool old studio where it honestly, there was like still like a cups on the table, it felt like, from when we were there.
When you did your first album, yeah.
So yeah, it was total comfort with the people we chose to work with, and being back home in Iowa, and a place you could throw something across the room if you wanted to, and that would be totally fine.
Yeah. Did you throw anything across the room?
I threw somebody across the room.
and the whole album kind of has a little kind of thread through it, and sort of an Iowa influence, I think. Is that fair to say?
It's more just Midwest.
Midwest.
I mean, it's just, it was just the sort of the plains and where we're from. So it's not super Iowa. I mean, but I don't know.
Yeah, the people that were involved too. I mean, it was there's people hanging around the studio that were able to come in because we were in Iowa City, and you know, that's a part of all that we do, but. Anywhere you go in the greater Midwest and on the plains, it's a similar feeling. So I try to incorporate all of that.
And the small towns and the open spaces. And being from a rural area myself, I kind of know that dichotomy between, like, there's incredible beauty there. You guys have this amazing cover, which is the night sky out on the prairie with some dilapidated buildings. So there's this mixture of beauty, but then there's sometimes some ugliness and people really struggling in those areas. And was that something that you kind of had in mind when you were doing any of these tunes? Or
yeah for sure.
I think that that, you know, that juxtaposition of we've been in the cities now, Minneapolis, and we lived in Chicago for a little time, and you know, there's a dignity in the Midwest. There's like these towns, just because they don't get a lot of visitors and they don't get a lot of press, there's beautiful things happening in people's lives, and there's really strong communities, and that's something we think we try to celebrate.
And do you see that in your own hometowns? I know you guys are from different hometowns in Iowa.
We are, but I mean, they both got eaten up by Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
They're different towns now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like going to Iowa, like, and then the photographer that worked on the EP, he was there at the recording session. He's an amazing photographer, but he stayed in the Midwest, and he goes out and shoots these, like, rural communities that are the depopulation and the corporate farm takeovers and all this stuff. And, I mean, all that bleeds into the rest of America. And, like, so we're just where we're from, and just we try to, you know, we play places, like, where they don't get a lot of music or outside stuff, and I mean, that's what we grew up on, was like there's a lot of guys that play just in Iowa and they don't leave Iowa and they play all these little towns. And so I don't know, I think that's in our subconscious, so we just wanted to show like the dark and the pretty side of Midwest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's all this kind of subconscious, but
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and it's a beautiful record, and it definitely has a feel to it. And you mentioned that you were in Iowa City, so you were able to get some people on there. I love the Here song. It's just a chorus of kind of your extended family, the Ramseys and the Browns, and of course Iris DeMent, part of the Brown family as well. So you got like this whole crew of people. Tell me about that song, and how was that? Did you conceive it that way as a chorus, or did it just happen to be, hey, we have all these people to?
Yeah, it was just lying around, and we like, I mean, I've written many verses for it. And it just was like the verses kind of just took away from it. It was just like almost like this simple, this kind of mantra thing. And definitely heard Iris kind of on it. But then it, like, I was being in Iowa City, it was just, it was like a phone call, and then everyone was there, and we did it, and like everyone was there within like 5 minutes, and then it was just kind of one pass, and yeah. then we had some coffee, and then everyone, like, it was just like this sort of magical, like the clouds kind of parting, and everyone got together and we sang this. Because the here, it sounds like it could be just one person, like you belong here, but it's a choir, and like we're all just kind of singing. It's more of like a place, wherever that place is. It's not necessarily like you belong here, you know, it's just more like, it's more of just kind of like, I don't know. It's more of just a dream or a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's rare too. I mean, in Iowa City or any one of these places, we do so much traveling. We might be there and not see any of our friends or family, you know, and then you might be there and everybody happens to be in town. You see him at Paul's discount store, you know, or something. And so it's just, pretty spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. So I think I read somewhere, David, you were saying that the tunes on the album kind of came together quickly and you wanted it that way. You wanted to kind of capture the immediacy of the songs. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, it might be like the biggest, you know, the most common cliche you hear of the band say is all these songs, you know, we came up really quickly. But it's truly, we had one or two of them that were kind of out front, but they led us into the writing process. And we purposefully, we kind of have a way of saving up and then jumping in to the songwriting. So when that, it took us a few years to get to that place. There's all kinds of influences and stuff going on during that time. But when it came time to write the songs, then we're working kind of like lightning in a bottle, you know. And so most of the songs were written in a really short period of time. Musically, lyrically, you know, from a whole world of things we had stored up. And we prefer to move that fast in those moments and then try to take a step back and flesh them out. For this one, that was the case with most of them.
Mm-hmm. How long had it been since you'd had an album? I can't remember.
It was about 3 years.
Okay. Yeah. So it's almost like that gives you a little space and time. It's almost like, you know, when you do your first album, you have everything right. You have so much to choose from. So it sounds like you had a lot of stuff to saved up that kind of went into this album.
Yeah, we did. And people are always saying you should crank these things out faster, you know, but that's just the world of advertising talking to you and the world of marketing and business, you know. So that's not necessarily the way to make great records or to write songs that you really care about. So I think for us, we'll go at our own pace, mm-hmm. no matter what happens, you know.
And in between, were you touring pretty steadily?
Yeah, we always are mm-hmm. always kind of, we like to always be working. Mm-hmm. But we took off a little more time than we normally do here and there. Just trying to, you know, just be alive, I guess. Yeah. Like, collect your thoughts. Because it does take a long time to, because you don't want to just make another record. You want to feel like you're moving. It has a purpose of some sort.
Right.
So, like, once we get the idea, then it's like, then we can really just get behind it, and all that stuff starts to form, and you have all these buckets of lyrics and chords and things. But yeah, we're always kind of touring in a way, in our own way. We're mm-hmm. we're kind of in our own world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so this came out in February, I believe, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And there are, you know, there are a couple of songs actually named after Iowa. It kind of seems like a very place-themed album in a way. You know, there's a couple of Iowa town names on here, and just the name of the song here, and also kind of that theme of connection with the earth. You got John Trudell is on here, and you were lucky enough to work with him. And how did that happen, David?
That was like that was the fruition of you know, many years of just tremendous respect for John, and having met him in Minneapolis at readings that he would do, and getting to know his family in Minneapolis, and also, you know, us reaching out to him, wanting to bring him to town and do a show with him, but him also, John opening up you know, toward the end of his life. And, you know, his the urgency of his message was such that he wanted to get it out there in any way that he could, you know, and to work with us, that's a huge honor. But he was burning with these things he wanted people to hear, things he wanted to say, and ways to get out ahead and show what he's learned being involved with politics and being involved with, you know, these movements, to look a little bit bigger, you know, at the things they can't take away from you. So that was just incredible for us. We got to sit in a room with John and kind of work out the music for the song Time Dreams, which was a poem of his. And he just said, just pick one of my poems that you like and we'll do it. And we were going to do a whole record of that, of those songs before he unfortunately got sick and passed away just about a year ago.
So you would have continued with that had he not gotten sick? Oh, okay.
We would have done as many as possible.
Right. Okay. And for those who don't know, John Trudell, of course, a musician and a Native American activist. And yeah, that is the song that wraps up this album, kind of nice fitting way to end it, I think. And that's, you know, there is kind of that things, you know, the studio that you did it in closed after you did it, John passed away, so it's kind of a weird thing connected with this album of leaving things behind, it seems like.
It's really bizarre how it came about. We that first record we did in that studio, and then we gave it to John before I think we even put our name, the Pines, on it. We were just... It was the first thing we recorded when we met John Trudell and at Birch Bark Books in Minneapolis. And then, so for that, to go back and record there and then work with John right before he passed was just kind of too spooky in a way. Just in a, I don't know what you call that, celestial dimension.
Just those connections that happen and you're never quite sure why.
No, you're not. And it feels a little, I mean, you know, this is, it's not a great time for, you know, for support for the arts and stuff. You feel a little bit like an endangered species out there trying to do some of these things that are, you know, touring small towns and still putting out records and these things. So I think you, you know, your intention kind of lines you up sometimes with people who are like-minded, and that can take it can come through the years, you know. I never would have thought we would do a record with John. I always would have wished we would. So the fact that it happened just... It's kind of effortless, and we're thankful.
Well, what a wonderful opportunity. What would you want to play next?
We thought we'd do a song from the new EP. This EP is called Pasture. It's volume 2. We did a previous volume a little over a year ago, and this one was recorded by our friend Mason Jennings down in Minneapolis. And this is a song. These are all folk songs, some new, some old. This one's called The Train That Carried My Girl From Town. Train that carried my girl from town, left me standing on the corner, my head bowed down. Hey, that train carried my girl from town. Hey. Train would wreck, kill that engineer, break the fireman's neck. Hey, that train kept my girl from town. Hey. The smokes are on the table and the coffee's getting cold. Be careful what you wish for to have and to hold. Hey, that train carried my girl from town. Hey. Well, I'm Iowa raised and I'm Dakota bound. How dark was the night, how cold was the ground. Hey, that train got my girl from town. Hey, hey, hey. It's ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Just find me a lover that a man can trust. Hey, that train kept my girl from town.
The Pines, live from Studio A, and a tune that's included on their new EP, Pasture. Just came out, I think, last Friday, something like that. And it's Pasture 2. You put a previous one out. So what prompted you guys to start doing these folk covers albums, EPs?
They were just something to, like, we had, like, these songs that are, like, old folk songs, and then there are a lot of songs written by, like, our friends and family in the Midwest, and we just sort of, which have become like our folk songs, or they find us and we go out and play them. So we titled it Pasture, which is kind of like past and future, and it's sort of this place. And then there's just no rules, so it was this really fun. They're just supposed to be to buy at the shows, and it's like, instead of making another t-shirt or something, we're like, why don't we put these songs out that mean a lot to us, that without a lot of fanfare, we just put them on the table. And so that's how it kind of started. And so like this one, like our friend Mason, who's one of our favorite songwriters and friends, and we did a song on his in the last Pasture. So we actually didn't even really plan out the songs. We went to his house and we just played for an afternoon, and those are the songs that we played that day. And so it was really fun and kind of just creatively healthy and it's really stripped down. It's not like we didn't layer a lot of stuff on it, and it's just kind of the songs.
So just kind of stress-free, fun.
I don't know about stress-free.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What was stressful about it?
I don't know. It's always, everything's stressful
just,
nowadays.
Just right? Wanting it to be, you know, wanting to sound a certain way, or just...
No, it's just, you know, I don't know what was stressful about it. Yeah.
Is Mason really mean as a producer? You can tell me.
No,
you can tell me.
He's angelic. No. He's angelic as a producer.
I would imagine that, yes.
And we just don't hear your own songs the way someone else does, you know, and your own music. So we play these songs live all over the country, wherever we go, and a lot of people are asking, you know, what they'd like to get these songs, you know, and, you know, back in time, if a song was good, a lot of different artists would take a crack at it. You know, you got songs like St. James Infirmary that there's hundreds of versions, from Jimmy Rogers and Billie Holiday to, you know, Louis Armstrong, Jack White. I mean, people would just kind of lean in and give a version of this timeless song. And so we have that feeling about some of the songs we love. It's just that some of them are actually new, and they're by friends or family, you know. They're still, they fall in this pattern of folk songs, and just something that you can step in and be a part of that tradition. And maybe you bring up something that's been buried for years somewhere, you know, something very obscure, some song that could use the light of day shed on it again. So it's just fun to be in that world.
Mm-hmm. The one that you just did, The Train That Carried My Girl From Town, where did that one come from?
That's as far as I can tell, it's a public domain song that was recorded in the 30s and then again by Doc Watson, and then a few bluegrass groups that do really up-tempo kind of kicking versions of that song. And but then, I don't think anybody's really done it for quite a while, at least that I know of.
Mm-hmm. And I love that there's one from your dad, Alex, and Benson, Bo Ramsey, because everybody knows what a great guitarist he is, but people might not also know, you know, that he's written some great songs. We have a few of his albums here that we play, and he produces for other people, but it's always great when he does his own stuff. So I think it's kind of cool that you have one of your dad's on there as well.
Yeah, that's a song, like, I don't think you could, I don't think there's, I have one cassette. That might be the last cassette that song comes from.
I'd never even heard it before.
And it plays really slow because it's like all worn out. Mm-hmm. But it has such a cool song. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Well, that's kind of special that it's not even on one of his albums. It's except for the cassette.
I don't think he likes those old records or something. But
they're really good.
They're really so good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
I think we would play a song called Sleepy Hollow off of Above the Prairie.
Sitting glow in this world of woe, the moon above, the sun below, all the way to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, I'm gonna buy you all new clothes, a blood red coat with buttons of gold, socks and shoes, blacker than coal when we get to Sleepy Hollow. We'll fall into the fallen leaves, teepee our dreams over the Milky Way trees. We're gonna burn down the mortuaries when we get to Sleepy Hollow. All the way to Sleepy Hollow. Thank you.
Those are the Pines live from Studio A. And again, they're playing tonight and tomorrow night at Amazing Grace Bakery in Canal Park. 7 o'clock showtime for both shows. Thank you so much, guys. Really a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Today's live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Landon Lamont, Adam Krinsky, Chris Harwood, Katie Montgomery, Aaron Welch, and Cheyenne Vavrina. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.